Okay, thank you. Yes, I will talk about this, my new method, which is a kind of distributed evolutionary optimization, which implements NAS games and later GPUs. So first, I talk a little bit about game theory, what kind of strategies we use, and then NAS algorithms, and how these can be implemented in domain decomposition. Then I will say a few words about GPU computing, and then show some initial numerical experiments and results, and then conclusions. So basically, there's three different main type of game strategies. I hope you are familiar with cooperative games, which are used in multi-object optimization. You try to find the parity front. And in a game theory point of view, it's like these players are cooperating. You try to find the common points. And then it's a NAS games. I will tell about them more later. And then it's hierarchical leader follower or Stackelberg games, where it's players moving sequentially. So one player is the leader, he moves first, and the second player reacts to this first player. So this is the important one for us here. So what is a competitive game? It's very different from a cooperative game, where everybody wants to maximize all the payoffs. But then, in a competitive game, each player maximizes his own payoff simultaneously by taking into account the other player's decision. So, and then it's a mathematical definition. So basically, it's not as useful as a Pareto front if you are doing a multi-object optimization, because it can end up in a very bad situation. But it's not a problem in this case. And this is also to a little bit illustrate how this works. So we have this Pareto front, and then an NAS equilibrium. In this case, quite close to optimum. And then it's a Stackelberg equilibrium. And if the NAS equilibrium is very close to the area you want to get in, it's a good way to speed up the optimization, because finding this Pareto front is very time-consuming. But it's only one point or few points, so it's not similar. And it can be a very bad point. Actually, it could be here somewhere. But so now I'll talk about how to use this NAS strategies in optimization. First, I introduced the NAS genetic algorithm. It was developed by Seferi and Perio in 2000. So basically, it's one kind of a multi-population genetic algorithm, where every player has one objective function and one population. And they optimize this objective function by using this population. And it's very different from a multi-population GA, in the sense that they are allowed only change to the design variables which are assigned to them. So all others are kept fixed. Only the ones which are allowed to move can change. And after each epoch, for example, after each generation, the players exchange the elite values between the neighbors. And this algorithm converts to a NAS equilibrium. And of course, this approach is not limited to GAs. You can use other evolutionary algorithms and gradient-based methods. So this is an example how this algorithm works. So basically, this first player can change this first I variables, and these are kept fixed. And similarly, player 2 can change these values, and these are kept fixed. And in the next generation, this first player gets this player 2's elite values, and in a player 2 gets this elite value of the first player. And this reduces the dimensionality, and hopefully it converges faster. And this method can be applied also to single object optimization. So basically, we take this single objective function and split into several subfunctions and solve as an S game. So it is not a real multi-objective problem because there's no any there's not conflict in this subcriteria because it's not a real multi-objective problem. So we know that the optimum will lie in the global optimum. And then a simple example of Rastrigin's function is suffers for a huge amount of local minima, so it's not a terribly easy problem to solve. And solve it with two players. And you can see I use GA and differential evolution. And in both cases, there was big speed up in convergence if you used a nice approach. Okay, this, if you use a nice approach only in a normal single objective optimization, it's quite limited. And there's much many better ways actually to do. But if we do shape optimization, we can split this geometry in a sub smaller pieces. We can split the PDE smaller sub this whole domain to smaller domains using the same approach and solve it out once. So this is like a traditional system. So we have one shape optimizer, we split the domain, solve DDM or whatever, and then we get new fitness objective function value. And we do this for each new shape. The problem is that we have to do this thing again and again and again. So it's a kind of bottleneck. Okay, then these strategies have been applied to domain decomposition by Perio et al. In 2001. It was a nozzle reconstruction problem in a full potential flow. So we have virtual NAS game between these flow optimizers which try to reconstruct the flow. And then we have a shape optimizer to try to find the optimal shape for this nozzle. And it's a kind of hierarchical Stackelberg game, because first you have the shape, you give this information to flow players, they make a new result, and they return this result to the shape player. So they go sequentially, and it's has the same problem as what I showed, that it's a sequential and a slow approach. And okay, this is just a diagram to show how it works. So what we propose, we can break this sequential system in the sense that we can do this whole thing at once. We don't have n shape players, we don't have m flow players, we have n plus m players in one single Nash game. And we know that if it's an inverse problem, we know that the solution is at zero, because it have flow. Flow is reconstructed the error between this subdomain is goes to zero, and if the shape is inverse problem, then we know the function goes to zero if you find the original shape. So this is our diagram how it works. So these four players optimize or use DDM to make the new shape, and at the same time this shape optimizer optimize the shape in this one subdomain, and the other player does the same. So it doesn't wait every time until this first loop is done, but it gets the information from the as good as possible information from the interface to the shape optimization. And then I say a few words about GPU computing. I'm sure most of you have already know something about GPU, which means general purpose computing on graphics processing units. So these graphic cards are basically massive parallel processing units. And these days there exist good frameworks to program them. And since they are much cheaper than a big cluster of computers, it's a very nice low-cost alternative for HPC high-performance computing. The problem is that implementation is still very difficult because it's a very massive parallel system. There's many limitations. But how this could be relevant to this our work is that if we solve this shape in a DDM, you have to exchange information after each iteration, and it slows a lot this GPU, because you have to send the information out of GPU to other GPU. But if you have this shape optimizer, you can do everything in GPU and then give the optimal shape. So that could be remove another bottleneck, but I don't have results for that. And this is a small, very simple example. Four ellipses you can rotate, so have four variables, and it's a reconstruction problem again. So I try to find the original position in a potential flow. And you can see Nash approach is several times faster than a non-Nash approach. And then if you use a GPU, we can get a 10 of 10 times of increase. So in the end, we have several tens of times increase compared to this green and blue lines. Screen goes far, far, far behind this picture. So then I can show a few initial numerical experiments. So first is Pi-Naka test case, where two Naka or 12 airfoils stuck on each other and distance 0.6 jumper length, and it's a shape optimization, so its geometry is parameterized by 12th order Bezier curves, and allowed range is 3% of the thickness, and there's a angle of attack with 6 degrees, and subsonic and transonic Euler flow. So this is the geometry and parameters. And there's objective function, so it's a pressure minimization. And the flow, okay, actually just use DDM here. And the system, and I used a FreeFM code developed by Fredrik Hest, and NSC2KA KE by Muhammadi for flow calculation. And the mesh is deformed by Laplacian. It shows small differences, works okay. And the domain is divided between air force, but the interface is kept constant. You know that it works, this our method. And we tested the real value genetic algorithm, one domain, two subdomains, Nash, and this new method. So this is the reference for subsonic and transonic. And this is the mesh, it's very, very undense. And this is the splitting. And this example of deformation, extreme case. And then is the second test case. It's a multi-element airfoil in the landing takeoff configuration. Only a very preliminary result for this one. And lateral flap are allowed to move and rotate, so 6 parameters. And angle of attack is 10 degrees, and the V-stokes flow. So this is the diagram. And this is the reference flow. And this also meshes very, very undense, just for show that things works. And this for the Pinaka case. Initial results shows the new method is somewhat faster. Even if you take this, you use here 2 cores and here 4 cores. If you divide by 2, still this new method is gets better results. So it's not just increased number of cores. And this is the final position. You cannot see much difference. And pressure. And this more new result. I got even better solution. And this for multi-element airfoil. It's still under construction, and it doesn't work so well. So conclusions. So this new method, concurrent method for shape optimization using DDM plus NAS game strategy. So we decompose the geometry and flow and solve in one NAS game. The idea, I mean, what we hope to get from this is the reduction of computing time caused by serialization flow field reconstruction. And the problem is there are still like because we don't solve this flow field completely, the shape optimizer doesn't get the exactly right information. So it could be that it starts to converge the wrong direction, which causes like oscillation. It goes better and then it goes worse and better and worse and then eventually converges. So somehow could minimize this, it could be much faster still. And also this how we split this domain is domain and geometry is very difficult in some cases. These examples are very simple. We have different airfoils, different pieces, but if you have for example one airfoil, you can be you can get very bad results if we split it badly. And in the future we will implement the GPUs and make larger problems, more subdomains, better methods and optimizers. Okay, thank you.
Okay, questions or comments? I just want to make a comment about what I said this morning. We are moving to distributed optimization. And this approach presented by Yuri is the first step, where in fact you are considering the split of a domain by domain decomposition, which is very well known. But the new thing is to decompose also the geometry into subdomains. And so that means that all this distributed task opens the door to, let's say, distributed optimization by Nash problem, in the sense that you can solve the PDA equation as an optimization problem, because solving AU equal F, which is a PDE, is equivalent to solve an inverse problem by minimizing AU by itself, because you are targeting the zero. And this can be solved by Nash approaches, and this also domain geometry decomposition by can be solved also by Nash, because you have player for the different player for the different part of the geometry. And you could merge all these things together in the spirit of a one-shot techniques. And this opens the door, I mean, to distributed optimization with a lot of layers of parallelism. And this is what we are thinking about new algorithm in parallel environment. So this is the first step. It is very far to be finished. The first step is put by Yuri in his PhD. And I think this is a good example that we have to continue to work to be more efficient, in particular for 3D big geometries that are considered in industry. And to show you an example, for a plane, if you want to reduce the drag of a complete aircraft, you can decompose the aircraft into a wing, a tip, a nacelle, fuselage, and so empennage, and so on. So in such a way that you can decompose the total drag into sub-drag pieces and so on. And so, of course, this increases the complexity of the software, but you open the door to efficiency. So this is, of course, an ultimate target here. We are much more, let's say, our ambition is much smaller because we are considering only 2D. But we want to, let's say, to validate the software methodology. This is what it's doing.
Basically, most of these problems are essentially time independent, right? Because I cannot see how it can be generalized to sort of, you know, some elements.
No, today you are right. It's not we are not considering an unstable problem, but you can approach a stable problem by a stable approach. But, I mean, if you move to an unstable problem, for example, Navier-Stokes, you move from elliptic to a parabolic problem. I think it's still here.
But when you decompose already, each of these dynamics,
you cannot split the time. I agree with you in the parallelization. But for each time step, you can decompose. So. But I repeat, the idea is to introduce, maybe in a virtual way, different layer of mind. And in such a way that by this approach, dissemination of good information go faster to capture the solution.
Thank you.